Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 3rd, 2017, the first Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, for those of you who were here last weekend for the Father Doug Garand experience, I will just say that one thing that I hope you took from last weekend is that you can never trust any of his stories for any sort of accuracy, okay? And so just want to put that out there. For those of you who were not here, Father Doug, a good friend of mine, we have a nice little banter going back and forth, and we're very similar individuals, as you probably noticed. But anyway, if you weren't here, he had Mass last weekend, and so he was ripping on me quite a bit during Mass, from what I hear. I took the high road, and when I was in Napoleon, I was actually very kind to him. I know you're surprised. I was kind. However, divine justice happened after the parish mission on Tuesday night, when one young boy came up to me, and he said, "Father, I have a nickname for you." And I thought, oh, God help us, what could this be? And so I said, "What is it?" And he said, "You are Father Fun Guy." And I thought, even though that's the plural of fungus, God bless you, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And I said, "Do you have a nickname for Father Doug?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "Father Boring." And I went, "Yes! Thank you, Jesus." And what was even better was he went up and he told Father Doug that. Just knocked the wind out of his sails. And I left Napoleon a very happy man. So, all what goes around comes around in Father Doug. So, be watchful. You see, that's the word of choice that Christ uses today in the gospel. Watch. Be watchful. Be alert. Be ready. Watch. Watch. And here it's talking about the second coming of Christ. Again, we've been hearing about that throughout this past month of readings. Be ready for when Christ comes again. Again, we think, oh, that's some distant thing that we have no idea the day or the hour. And so, again, always being ready for when Christ comes back, because we don't want to be sleeping either spiritually or physically when he comes back. But I also think as we start this Advent season, watchful, being watchful and being alert has also something to do with how we see and experience Jesus Christ throughout this month of December, which arguably is the craziest month of the year, which is also why we oftentimes just kind of put it aside and we say, I just got to get to Christmas, and so everything is a blur for this month. And yet Christ challenges us every year to not miss out on the season and to be watchful of the ways that he is working in your life each and every day of this month. But we start worrying about stuff. And when we worry about things, bad things happen. Bad things happen. In fact, the root word, the Greek root of the word worry, means to strangle. Isn't that fascinating? When we worry, when we have anxiety, we literally strangle Jesus out of our life. We strangle joy out of our life. We strangle compassion. We strangle love out of our life when we worry about things. But we got a lot to worry about, right? I mean, look, basketball teams here, there's probably some worry, like, how's this season going to go? You know, how is this going to happen? You got a lot of worry about those things. Am I going to make the shot? Am I going to, you know, what am I going to get the president of my high school for Christmas? Like, big worries that you guys have, you know? I mean, these are huge. Like, have you thought about that, Sean? You probably want to. Yeah, yeah. If you want your diploma signed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, a lot of worry, you know? Again, all of you. All of you, there's a lot of worry that we got, you know? Again, we got to get the cookies baked, and we got to get the house cleaned, and, you know, again, what am I going to get the pastor? All these things are huge, huge things that we got to worry about. These are big. But even bigger than all those things are some legit worries and anxiety that we might have as we approach the holiday season. Again, things like, you know, maybe this is the first holiday without a loved one. how's that going to go? And I'm worried about loneliness or things like that. I have an illness that I didn't have last year at Christmas. How am I going to deal with, you know, this issue that has now plagued me? Or, you know, what's going to happen with, you know, our family gathering or this or that or the other thing? And we got to worry and we got all this. And it just piles up and we're like, but again, when we let worry and anxiety pile up, it literally strangles Jesus out of our life. And then we're not prepared for Christmas. And it's not helpful when we let worry and anxiety pile up. The staff did a little retreat the other day with a number of other parishes. And we talked a lot about this. You know, one of the things that the presenter said, he said, when we worry about things, we take tomorrow's issues and stresses and worries, and we pile them on today's worries and stresses. And then that doubles and triples and quadruples and whatever's after that. It just compounds. And so, again, that whole sense that when we worry about things in the future, which, by the way, 93% of the things that we worry about never come true anyway, but when we worry about things, even the things that might come true, the reality is we place tomorrow's burdens on today's burdens, and then we're a mess, and we strangle Jesus out of our life. So, what do we do with worry? What do we do with anxiety? Whatever you're sitting there with today and you're going, oh, I'm just so worried. There's a guy who wrote a neat little book. It's called The Essential Practices of the Faith. And he talks about these different issues that we have. And he gives some prayerful steps on how to deal with this worry and this anxiety in our life. So the first step that he says in dealing with this is in prayer, admit to God what worries you the most. Brutally honest. As trivial as you think it may be, or as huge, what is worrying you and giving you anxiety today? And maybe it's a family situation, maybe it's a personal issue, whatever it is, a societal situation, what is worrying you? Admit to God that that is the worry. Number two, place the situation in God's hands. Literally, place it in God's hands. God, here it is. Here it is. I'm being open and honest. Here it is. Third step, and this is probably the hardest one. Tell him that you will accept whatever he allows to happen. Now that's hard because I don't know about you. I'm guessing some of you might be guilty of this. I am certainly guilty of it. When we bring something to God, we know darn well how we want God to handle it. God, I'm bringing you this situation, and if you only do it my way, the world will be much better, right? We do that. You know, God, I offer this to you in prayer, but again, I want it to end up this way. Again, rather than saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, it is, listen, Lord, your servant is speaking. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. So to get rid of worry and anxiety, tell him that you will accept whatever he allows to happen. And the fourth and final step to kind of getting rid of some of this worry, some of this anxiety, is to acknowledge his ways are always better than ours. That's hard, especially when we think we have all the answers, especially when we think that we know how it should end up. But when we acknowledge that his ways are better than ours, we can get rid of a lot of worry and anxiety in our life. And if you really truthfully look back on those things that you had hoped would go this way or that way or this way, but they didn't, it's amazing how those things work out. I think about my own life. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that I would be the pastor here at St. Jerome in Wallbridge or the president of Cardinal Stritch. I knew nothing about either. That wasn't in the plan. Wasn't in the plan at all. And yet, the graces and the blessings that have come from that are absolutely amazing, and I look back on it with awe. But again, it wasn't in my plan. So when we trust that God's ways are better than ours, it's amazing what can happen. If we want to be watchful, as Christ commands us to do today, if we want to be watchful and truly see how Christ is working in our life this December, then we got to get rid of the worry and the anxiety, or at least begin the process. You know, can we all get rid of everything? But we can start. We can start. And so in prayer, admit to God that what you fear or worry about the most, place the situation in his hands. Tell him that you will accept whatever he allows to happen and acknowledge his ways are always better than yours. Let us be watchful of the amazing ways that God works in our life, my friends. And he does it in a powerful way during this Advent season. We just have to be watchful and alert.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.